Okay, we are 24 hours away from Kabbalah Satorah, the night before Matan Torah, so certainly appropriate to speak about in Yanei Tama Torah. Anyone who spent any time in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in the Har Nof area, knows that there is a street known as Rehov Mishkalov, and that is a great travesty to this person's actual name. Rav Yisrael Mishkalov was one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. Now, his name is not Rav Yisrael Mishkalov. He was Rav Yisrael Mishkalov from the town of Shklov. So he was one of the Talmidim of the Gra who came on the first Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of the 1800s, and he was very close with his Rebbe. And he wrote a sefer on the mitzvos hatzulos baretz regarding the mitzvos that depend on being in the land of Israel. And in his introduction, he tells us about his famed Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. And he tells us that one day, the Vilna Gaon called his students, a number of his students, into his beis medrash, into his klais, and he told them to close the windows and to shut the lights, and they began to, well, they didn't have electricity back then, but they turned off the windows, and it was very dark, and they lit candles, so the candles lit up the room, and he told them the following story. He said, I want you to know that I just had finished my pirush on Shir HaShirim, and at this point I have gone through Kol HaTorah Kula. Every single stone has been unturned. I've seen everything. And I want to tell you what is contained in the Torah and the power in the Koach HaTorah. And he tells them that at the Siyam, that he had learned through all of the Chachmos, through his Limud HaTorah, he had seen all of the wisdoms in the world, math, philosophy, science, everything. He talks about those two wisdoms that he was unable to learn, and he gives reasons why these two wisdoms he didn't learn. We can discuss those wisdoms another time, but not for right now. And then he says, but I want to tell you, the most important wisdom and the most powerful wisdom of all the wisdoms there are in the world, of all the chachos in the world, is the wisdom of shira and nigun, that of song. Song, and the ability to use zemer and music in a powerful way, is the most powerful wisdom that we have available to us. And he said that Moshe was given the chacham of music on Har Sinai by Kabbalah Satorah. And he says, if you know how to use music properly, you can literally be Mechayim Mason. You can bring people back to life who are dead if you know how to channel the deep chachma that's found within music. His brother, I think, Menachem Mendel Mishkalov, writes in his introduction to the Gra's Perush in Pirkei Avos that the Gra said that if he'd been alive in the days of Aristotle, that he would have been able to use the wisdom of music to show Aristotle how the mistakes in his philosophy were wrong. And we see that music is something that comes deep within the neshama that has a powerful impact. And with this story of the Gra, and this statement from the Gra in mind, so Hill Lichtenstein writes in his sefer, Mikrei Dardaki and Parshas Naso, the following idea, just a little about Hill Lichtenstein. Hill Lichtenstein was the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, and he is most famous because he was the person who put together the Takanos that were written in Michalovich. In Michalovich in Hungary, there was a number of laws that were made amongst the Rabbanim in Hungary that set the tone for the community, for the Haredi community in Michalovich in the 1800s, and he, Rav Hillel Lichtenstein, was the one who set that tone and put those Takanos, those laws, into being. So he writes in his Mikra Dardaki, the Av Basin of Kalamei, that really Parshas Naso refers in some way to the importance of music and the koach of music when it comes to Torah. Because the Sifri tells us that Limud HaTorah is another way to refer to Avodah. Whenever the Torah refers to Avodah, work, it's another way to refer to Limud HaTorah. And with this in mind, he explains the Pasuk in Parshas Naso, describing the Avodas HaLeviyim. Kol Habal Avodah Avodas Avodah Avodas Masa. You have the word Avodah a lot of times in the Pasuk. The person who comes to serve in the serving of the work of carrying in the Ohel Moed. What's with all the Avodah going on here? Four times the Torah uses the word Avodah in a row. I'm sure that's a good brain teaser for someone. When you have the same Shorash four times in a row in the Torah says, La'avod, Avodas, Avodah, Va'avodas, Masa. So he says, what's going on here? What's all the Avodah going on? So Rashi says, what's the Avodah over here? The Avodah is the job of playing music of the Leviim, right? La'avod, Avodas, Avodah. What's the work for the work? The work is the Korbanos in the Mishkan, and the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the work that comes to help the work? That's the Leviim singing, doing their job, so the Kohanim can do their jobs as well. And therefore he adds, B'derach Drush, that one who wants to engage in the Avodah of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the Beis Medrash, you want to come to the Beis Medrash, and be involved with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you need an avoda, a work for that avoda. And what is that? Your Limud HaTorah must have a niggun. It must have song. You cannot sit there, says Rav Lichtenstein, and read the Gemara, read the Mishabura, like you're reading a tax return. It cannot have the same cadence and breath of your voice. There needs to be an emotion, a tune, a niggun that comes with it. You are engaged in the avoda ha-avoda. It's the service of of Limud HaTorah. It demands that it comes with a niggun, a tune, a feeling, and a fire of song that comes with one's own learning. And he says, where do we see this from? From the Gra. That the Gra said that niggun and zemer and shir contains deep and powerful ideas. And therefore it's totally appropriate. And it demands that Limud HaTorah and Talmud Torah has song and tune when a person learns. That a person learns the words of the Torah and sees the words of the Torah and sings his own personal tune. The tune that he hears in the Beis Medrash, the tune from his Rebbe, from his father, whatever it is. But when you read words of Torah, it comes with a niggun and it comes with song. And this is why singing plays such an important role in learning. The Gemara in the last half of Megillah says that when a person learns, he must have a song. And if he doesn't have a tune to his learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes such a person. Tosos there writes that we sing in our learning to help our learning stick with us. It helps our remembering of our learning when it comes with a song. There's a great comment of the Tiferes Yisrael. He writes in his Perush in Erechim and Perek Dal in Mishnah Beis. Very often in learning, when we learn Gemara, we know that the Gemara will tell us that there was a mistake in the Mishnah. We read the Mishnah the wrong way, and really it should be something else. Right? Chesure Mechsura V'Hachik Tani. There's something missing in the Mishnah we have, and really there's another way to read the Mishnah. So ask the Tiferes Yisrael. Well, they didn't get it right the first time. Why did they have to correct it in the Gemara? What was missing from the Mishnah? So the Tiferes Yisrael says as follows. That when they would learn Mishnayos, they would learn them to memorize them. To have the Mishnayos, the Torah Shebaal Peh. And when they learned the Mishnayos, it came with a song, with a tune. And sometimes, the tune didn't fit the words. So what do you change? The tune or the words? You change the words. They would cut the Mishnah in certain places so that would fit the song better. So when they were learning Torah Shebaal Peh, they would be able to remember it. And therefore, Chesue Nechzer of HaChav Tani. Something was changed in the Mishnah because it had to fit the niggun that was so important. And this is really how the Mishnah should be read. This is how important it is to have a song and a niggun when it comes to one's Limud HaTorah. The result of learning with a tune is incredibly important and powerful in our own learning and the learning of others as well. How many yedios and facts do we know from elementary school? Because the Mora had a song to remember the Parshios, the Mora had a song to remember the Shvatim, the Aseres HaDibros. How do we know those things? Because it came with a song, because the song allows us to have greater appreciation for our own Limud HaTorah. Rav Nachman Rav Bessel writes in Likutei Maharan that Chachma and Niggun, wisdom and song, interplay with each other all the time. Think about it. You go to the mechanic to pick up the car. What are the mechanics listening to? Music while they're working on the car. We've seen it on TV or perhaps in movies, or maybe we've seen it on our own. In surgery, the surgeons always put on music when they go to do intricate surgery. Why? Because the music helps them get through the job that they have to do. Or an artist puts on music, a painter, whatever it is, because the music helps the creativity flow. And why should Talmud Torah be any different? That also comes with a song. And how important it is to have a song. Not to be embarrassed, I don't have a good voice, I haven't sung in a long time, I need some water, whatever it is. Everyone should have a tune when it comes to their own Limud HaTorah. The Meiri writes in Tehillim and Perek Mem Zayin, Zemer Me'orer Lev V'Nason Seichel L'Shomim. The song awakens the heart and gives intellect to those who hear it. And that's how important it is when it comes to our own Limud HaTorah. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, the deepest wisdoms are in tune. And the Torah is the deepest of the deep of all wisdoms, and therefore it is appropriate when we have the Avodah Sa'avodah. When we go to serve our own Limud HaTorah, it comes with a tune to enhance our learning and the learning of others around us as well.